Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled. I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Canceled.
Tanimosha is canceled.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast. Today, I can't fucking talk. I'm so hungover. Today,
we are gathered here today in holy matrimony.
Today, we are gathered here today in holy matrimony. I am with my two best friends in the entire world, Amari Stewart and Ashley Schwann.
Whoa!
OG trio.
Abba Weeba Weeba Wet.
Abba Weeba.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my
god.
That's the thing too with these two bitches is some things they'll just never let me live down.
Like, what did you do? What are you talking about?
You don't know this. Actually, you've definitely heard this story before too. It's really, really fast. Before we even started this podcast, she was like, if we tell any stories, no long tangents. Because we all can talk forever. But we're in high school. I believe that we will win chant that everyone does. Instigators, whatever, you know. I didn't know that we were saying I believe. So
when
we
got to say, I said,
So think like a big group of everyone in high school. It's like, I believe that we will win. Me just like trying to like blend in. And I'm like,
wait, Amari, I don't know if I ever knew that.
Well, I don't like telling people.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
It just sticks it right here in my brain.
People, this is by far the most highly requested podcast I could offer anyone in the world. Everyone is like, we want Ashley and Amari. So today we have Ashley and Amari, and Ashley looks beautiful. I've never done a podcast with no makeup.
Big Bird in the building.
Whenever I'm on no makeup, he calls me Big Bird.
The other day,
I call him and he answers and he goes, hi, Big Bird.
No, it's because she gets on the phone and like it's like so close to her face, her lips are juiced up, and she's just like, no makeup. She's just like,
so I look like this. I'm so hungover. I'm not even hungover, like throwing up. It's like beyond that. It's like shaking, disassociating, chest pain.
So it's like alcoholism where you need more alcohol to be just regular, to be sober.
Yeah, no, 100%. We all believe in hair of the dog here. Like if you're hungover, you drink, which means we're all alcoholics.
I've never heard that saying, but yeah.
Yeah, it works. That's how I feel today. Yeah. I did something so fucking toxic last night. Amari knows that Ashley doesn't, so I'm looking at Ashley because I know she's going to judge this shit out of me, and I'm trying to think about how I want to tell you this. Okay, so basically my ex-boyfriend Chris Miles, I didn't do anything with him, but I want to explain. I have
well
a problem.
Ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I actually think you stop that now. I have a problem. I think you have this problem too. Tell me if you do.
No.
I don't know if you do. No, tell me if you do. Where it's like you date someone and even if you don't necessarily want to be back together, you really don't want to see them with someone like hot or like better or like good. Like I like it's fucked up, but like I want you to suffer.
No, if I'm getting with my exes, it's for straightly like fully just for a dick.
No, I'm just saying, he were to get with someone after me that I found like really hot. No.
Doesn't exist.
I hate
it. Is it just me?
No, I get that. That's also the difference. You date guys who like take their time after you break up. I date like rappers who fuck like 400 girls who like, you know what I mean?
I mean, like, I wouldn't say take their time. I definitely, you know, I keep tabs.
But I mean, like, you don't have to worry about them like fucking 400 girls in a week. Like, you know what I mean?
No, just like 7.
And like all your, right. basically there's been this one girl that I've told Chris Miles, like, you can fuck anyone, but I don't. What was the bit?
Did I do that? No, but just like think about this person. And
oh, like they do drugs.
Like they're a crackhead.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's a different person.
Oh, okay.
It's not the girl he tried to cheat on me with that does a lot
we get
of drugs. It's someone else. It's someone who's my friend.
Yeah.
Literally, and I love her. I love her. I actually tried to fuck her way before he ever knew she existed. Mm-hmm. But point being, at one point when we were first talking, I got drugged by myself. Right. I was the most fucked up I've been in my entire lifetime. 100%.
Are we talking about that night?
It's the night of 24 Karat Gold's birthday party. Where I was.
Good God.
What? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, where okay. Tyler Yahweh, like, what I like, tried to fight a grown man, and then they pulled a gun on me, and then Tyler pulled a gun on them back. This was at 24 Karat Gold's birthday party. I ran into Kid Leroy, like knocked him over. I ruined a bathroom. I took all the rails from the towels off.
She was so fucked up that she was stepping on my feet before we even got through the gate to get into the house. No. And I turned around and left. I was like, no.
I can't. I didn't even know you were there till right now. Swear to God.
I stepped on my feet and I was like, I have to go home. I can't.
I don't remember one thing.
Hurricane Tana.
No, this night. It's the worst. Well, basically, hours before that, I saw Logan Paul at Catch and he told me something that I could have lived the rest of my life without knowing. And I took like 38 shots at Catch right then and there. And just like, I left Catch. There's a paparazzi video. I say Jose Canseco's my best friend. I didn't know him. I thought they meant Josie. they asked me how I feel about Addison and Bryce's breakup. And I say, I'm so happy for them. I'm so happy for them.
I hate people. I love them.
But so this, that's what I said. this night I hooked up with, and I don't remember this. I don't know. Young Gravy in a party. The rapper. I don't even know. Yeah, in this party in front of Chris Miles before we were dating. But again, I was so inebriated out of my mind. Like, this wasn't me. And I honestly, I was mad at Chris Miles because I was kind of like, you could have like saved me, taking me out instead of like hating me, being mad at me. I don't know. Like, if you really love someone, like.
I don't think he could have even taken you out of that night. You probably would have.
That's true. Tyler had to literally pull a gun on someone to get me to leave.
And the someone was you. Like, bitch, get in the car.
There was no helping you that night.
It was really horrible. It was the worst night of my life. But anyways, that night, Chris Miles saw me hook up with Young Gravy, left the party, and went and fucked this girl.
She's like, it was Young Taco Bell.
And... Yes. And so...
I didn't know that he fucked her that night.
No, and so we just broke up. And I told him, you can fuck anyone but this girl because I think she's hot. She's an icon. I've tried to hook up with her. We're friends. Like, don't fuck my friend. I get at the time, like, she didn't know Chris and I were talking. And he was definitely like, baby, Ken and I are just friends. Like, he did. Like, so I don't blame her at all for hooking up with him. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't work like that.
I'm trying to carry the one. It's just not adding up.
No, Chris and I were actually just fuck buddies at this point. Like, we weren't,
Well.
And I had hoes, like, you know, I mean, whatever. But
true,
I mean,
true.
Point being, so I've been telling him, you know, don't do it. And then every time we'll fight, he's a little spiteful and he'll be like, I'm just going to go fuck her, whatever. So last night I had sex with her and then made her call him naked from my bed and tell him that she would never fuck him.
Is that actually what happened?
Yes. Like, yes.
Oh wow.
Like, she calls him, I make her call him, and the first thing she says is, I just fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Like, you know the TikTok stuff. I fucked your bitch. Just says that. And I was like, mm-hmm. But like, I had to make sure He didn't do it. And I felt like the best way to do it was just by, like...
Maybe you could have just had a conversation with her while you were, like, finger-banging her. Like, hey, bitch, maybe stop fucking my ex.
Well, she never... She hasn't yet. I just wanted
she
to...
She hasn't yet or she has?
Well, she did in the past, okay. The Young Gravy night. But, I mean, like, since we've broken up, but she hasn't. Because now she, like, knows, you know.
Or because you won't let him out of your sight.
I have his Lyft notifications right now, and it's so funny. I blocked him a couple weeks ago, and he was communicating with me through the Lyft app.
Oh my fucking God.
Like, he sends me his every Lyft ride, so it's great. I actually do know.
My mom actually told me the other night that while we were in Vegas, she was like, this is so embarrassing that I even overheard Tana and Chris having this conversation.
Oh my God. No.
Tana goes, why'd you block me last night? He goes, I didn't block you, but why'd you block me? And she goes, well, I blocked you because I thought that you blocked me. He goes, I didn't block you. I just wasn't on my phone. But why'd you block me? Or why did you think that I was blocking you? What did you do? And she's like, I didn't do anything.
I did something.
And my mom knows everything. Like, my mom knows everything. So she's just like, what?
No, and I have this thing where it's like, if you block me, I have to block you back, because it's like,
well, duh.
Yeah, like, I don't want,
like, you can unblock me and be disappointed for a little bit just to be like, oh shit,
because I know you're gonna fucking unblock me. So it's like, when you unblock me and say like, hey, I'm sorry for being crazy, I don't want to see delivered in sight on your motherfucking phone. Mm-hmm. That's a whole ass thing. I can't. But yeah, that was honestly, I think it's the craziest thing I've done this year. The girl that I fucked last night told me that she walked in to this, basically, my ex-boyfriend always goes to this studio with another one of my exes. They're always there, whatever. And everyone's there. They have parties there, like, all the time. She walks in. I wasn't there. She walks in, and she sees my ex with a bitch naked on her knees, and he's holding a fully loaded gun, and she's sucking it.
See, that, like, like... See, this, what about that to you is, like, attractive?
It's going to be the crackhead. Like, it's like, this bitch is so out of her goddamn mind. She doesn't know that she could die in any second.
Any second.
Uh-huh. And then she's
and
like,
the drugs are
he's so sexy. He has bitches on his knees.
And he's like,
bitches will be on their knees for him. Yeah, ketamine out of their mind. They think they're horses at this point.
They're tranquilized.
They're literally tranquilized bitches on their knees.
No, I can't.
She's like, ugh. Bitches gawk over him. I'm like, no, babe, horses gawk over him. Like, what do you mean?
I can't believe that. No, I cussed him out fully. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I want to tell his mother that.
So how was that?
It was fun. I mean, it was fun.
It's the high pitch for me. I'm like, do I have Chris's wallet? That and is a lot my of things new that she wallet says now?
You have Chris's wallet? Like, why does
oh,
he
oh, wait.
Me? Yeah, because I lost my YSL wallet, not once, but twice. I thought I lost it at Life is Beautiful. So then he was like, oh, I have this YSL wallet that I'm not using. Pulls it out of his pocket after Life is Beautiful and just gives it to me. I was like,
I know he doesn't remember that. That's so
no,
fucking funny.
No, he didn't remember that. Then I brought it up to him later. He's like, oh, I didn't know I did that. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm keeping it.
You're fucking
because I still don't have
that's
a wallet.
That's really nice. I mean, no. It was nice. He's the best. I'm starting to really realize.
But, you know.
8 months late that we should be friends.
A guy like you should wear a warning.
What did you just
He's toxic.
Yeah, for real.
Britney Spears lyric.
Oh, wow. I'm loving that. Free her. She's free.
She's free.
Did you see? There's conspiracies that she got, like, lip filler and shit. And I cried today. I know, I cried today because all the comments were like, yeah, she finally has access to self-care. And then I'm in the nail salon thinking about the fact that she, like, didn't have access to self-care. And I teared up.
Imagine being Britney Spears and not being able to get, like, a facial.
Oh, bitch. I would.
Like a massage.
I would straight up beat every single human around me. Like, don't come near me unless you give me, like, a blowout and filler.
Oh, no, it's that's
with
so
the billions of dollars that I have, almost.
Yeah, honestly, like, it's just so fucked. It's crazy that she was, like, not chill about it, but I just mean, like, I would have been killing motherfuckers.
Like, there's no way that it would have lasted 15 years with, or however many years, 16, 17, with any of us.
But now I want to get into having just, like, a little group convo, because I feel like we have a lot of things to address and talk about. And we're going into it today. People tweeted me the craziest questions, and I actually just want to answer them. I want to answer them all. Yeah. I just want to go in. Before I do that, though, I just want to say, and I just want your two's opinion, I think the Island Boys are hot.
I saw that on my way here.
I don't know who they are.
And that's where it, like, you said something, oh, I'm logging off. And I was like, no, I'm logging off of Twitter. What the fuck is that?
You don't know who they are.
I don't know who they are. Okay, so
they look like pineapples.
I think I've seen, like, one video. The villains with the hair, they're like, and, like, fully tatted.
They look like this.
Are they twins? Yeah, that's so scary.
They're weirdly hot.
Don't ever publicly say that because it just makes so much sense.
I did publicly say that. Should I slide in?
Fully.
Should I get me an island boy?
No, don't
I'm
embarrass
like, I'm
yourself.
An island
don't
girl.
Don't embarrass yourself.
No?
People just be like, this is so like typical Tana.
I feel embarrassed that like I say can't, like
that can't be typical Tana. Like
what? I know. I don't think I've always been like in high school I liked hot boys.
Yeah, so revert back.
I liked hot boys in high school.
She liked all boys in high school. She liked all boys in high school.
I like topped boys.
No, not topped boys. Not
I was like, you what?
No. I mean,
speaking of
copping someone, I pegged someone.
Yeah, she did.
What are your thoughts on that, Ashley?
Bro, remember when we like first started becoming friends and you were like, oh, I want to fuck you with the strap on?
I would. No, I actually wouldn't now.
It brought me back to those days. I was like, oh, remember when she wanted to peg me? Now she's pegging her person of choice at the time.
No, I pegged someone. You don't know them. It doesn't matter. But point being is I just always had this fetish of like wanting to like fuck someone and have a dick. And then I did it. But honestly, doing it like ruined my life because now I think sexually I have nothing like that I want to do anymore. Like, I always had that one thing that I really wanted to do, and now that I've pegged, like what, where do you go from there?
You're just crazy. Cause you're really, it's because Tana's crazily, like, obsessed with, like, power and, like,
no, literally, I'm like, you my bitch with your penis. Check out my penis.
I'm scared. You're
sick.
I'm heading to Miami this week, and there is one thing I'm using to keep track of my life and keep on my weight loss journey. Noom. Now I have Noom. Noom also works with my lifestyle. I can eat what I want and drink what I want and use Noom to come up with a plan to hit my goals. Noom uses a psychology-based approach to help us change our mindset for good. Because building better habits means a more sustainable journey to better health. A healthier life doesn't mean sticking to rules about what you can and can't eat. It means having more knowledge to build smarter and more sustainable habits. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach focuses on why instead of what to help you change your relationship with food. Everybody's journey looks different. Noom believes it's about progress, not perfection. 75% of Noom users finished the program. Since using Noom, I only eat salad.
Since using Noom, I intimidate Madison Beer.
All you need is 10 minutes of your day. Noom fits into your life on your terms. No grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/Tana. That's Noom.com/Tana. But Ashley, I mean, I guess, honestly, the number one question I want to talk about, because I honestly want a fucking answer. I'm just kidding. Why don't you live with us? I'm just joking.
Because, like, the Sonos?
No, the fucking amount of houses that we looked at trying to find two master bedrooms, that was just not a thing. And then, like, it's a master bedroom, kids' rooms, period. Like, that is it in every single goddamn motherfucking house in LA. Like,
his closet's a cabinet. Like, I get it.
It's so sad. It's so sad. You guys, if you saw my old room versus my current room, like, you'd be like, hashtag keep Amari in your prayers.
It's like, it's one thing. It's like, I would have had to buy three rooms because I have my fucking giant-ass desk set up that's two giant monitors plus my two other little computers next to that, my fucking vanity that's this big.
And our past house was crazy, like, just the rooms. Like, you had a master room in a way, like, you know what I mean? I mean, obviously, you were paying master room price. What did you pay, like, 6K, 8K?
6.5.
Like, crazy. But that honestly really is the answer, and it's, like, it's so funny, because you just did a Q&A, and every comment is like, are you and Tana still friends? And I think that's the most insane.
We've never been friends. We've been sisters since we met.
Literally. I thought you were just going to say, we've never been friends?
We've never been friends.
No. Never liked each other, just always fucking hated each other.
Yeah, like, I want our debt, you know? No. But, like, we both are master bedroom ass bitches, and we just, like, the market's so shit right now. We kept touring houses, and it was just, like, and it's, like, the type of house I'm wanting is still very expensive. It's just, like, all the rooms are really tiny, so she'd be paying a high-ass price for a tiny-ass room. Amari's like, I am doing that. But it just came down to the fact that we wanted to try out a master, but I actually hate where I live and she's moving within a year. So hopefully we will find a house with two masters.
A house.
And just get back to life. We lived in seven houses together before this.
Pretty
seven?
Much.
Seven? Right? Let's see.
Vantage?
Yeah, why doesn't Vantage? Just say them out loud.
Vantage
now.
One, Vantage Two. Serpents in Vegas.
Josephine.
At one point we had an apartment together because we got evicted and we shared a room and we had two mattresses next to each other. We'd literally just fuck
5'11".
People.
Yeah.
5'11". We would fuck people. I would fuck people next to your sleeping body.
Yeah, you would. Thank God I was fucking asleep.
Yeah. Oh my God, Josephine, the townhome.
Townhome.
Alamar.
Oh, Fuller.
Elijah's. Oh, wait.
Yeah, no, the townhome. Oh, the duplex. Elijah's together. The
duplex.
We lived, the duplex was crazy. The duplex was honestly so funny. It was just me and Ashley. Like, it was, those were good times.
And then I took over the other side.
Whatever. That was so bad. So scared.
Oh my God, can we talk about that?
I filmed over there. Wait, I have a whole YouTube video in there.
So do I. People are asking actually fucked up crazy shit we've done. At one point, I lived in a townhome here in Los Angeles and next duplex. Door, like a duplex, like as in like, you know, like they're attached. You
and
get
it's
it.
Like not even like a, oh, like a rental. It's like long-term Airbnb.
One big ass house oh, divided
was it
into
a long-term Airbnb?
Two or four.
Like, I think it was oh like yeah, a we contract. Were renting it. Was just it. A long-term Airbnb.
We were renting it on Airbnb for like months. And basically I lived in this one side with Elijah Daniel and Christine Sedelko. Crazy time. I was dating Lil Xan. Everything I was doing was just concerning.
Sure. Now that we look but back, I that lived, place was ratchet.
We lived so ratchet. We lived in this duplex and so basically ratchet. I don't even know if the same person owned both. Like it could have been two different owners. We don't know.
No clue.
But mm-hmm. we discovered one day that the house next door, the duplex next door was empty and no one lived there and it was nicer. So we would just trespass, break in, have all of our friends sleep in the duplex. We'd sleep there.
Yeah.
Like whole thing.
Locked front door, locked back door, but we found our way in.
We broke in and we'd sleep in this duplex like homeless squatters.
I was downstairs front bedroom, like FaceTiming people every night. Like, yeah, I'm in LA. What are you doing?
Like that is so fucked up. Yeah. That's extreme, extreme trespassing. I don't even know.
Upstairs yeah. get so scared. We're like, are there ghosts here?
No, that house was yeah. super haunted.
No, I was about to say, like, both sides, like, you would feel so like haunted. There's a ghost right behind you. You would feel it in your spine.
And that's really where my sleep paralysis started. Like, the bruising, and I'd have dreams where somebody yep. would, like, punch me, and then I'd wake up with the bruise there. Like, that was where that all really started.
You're just like...
And we filmed, you and I actually filmed a Starbucks,
the Starbucks
video where we were trying all the holiday drinks from Starbucks. Please look it up. In this place, we were trespassing in and we would just lie about it on the internet because we didn't want like the landlord to see it. And
we just filmed it in that side?
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
it was there. It was on like the...
No, we filmed hella. Because the other side would always be so gross and dirty.
Always so disgusting.
I don't and even, and I actually don't even, yeah, there was a dog that lived there and it would just like shit and like it was horrible. Yep. So we'd always trespass into that.
I forgot that we filmed on that side. We did.
It's so funny because I was like too afraid to even turn on like lights on that side. So y'all like lit that bitch up, got ring lights up in there, like did the
whole thing. Because we were like, this place is so clean and great. And no one ever caught us, which is crazy. Like whoever owned that duplex never checked in on us.
I would sleep every night and I'd wake up like a little earlier than like usual because I'm just like, what if the owner like comes and like wants to check in on
us? No, you'd wake up there so paranoid. Paranoid.
So because
you'd be like, oh my God, I'm trespassing, I have to leave, and then we go back over
like,
to the other
what
side.
What if like the owner comes at like 7 a.m. and like they are renting it out to someone, mm-hmm. so they want to make sure things are okay? I'm sitting there like
showing off the apartment.
I'm laying there like in my underwear, like
I have dementia.
She's like, I've gotten so fucked up so many times. I have no idea what's happening in my life anymore.
Amari's drunk impression of me is so fucked up. I'm like to this guy right now who's like sober, and you know, obviously I did that with Monson, but like. Amari's just been making fun of me to him. Can you do it? Can you do the impression of what I would act like to a guy that okay, is sober so, that I'm dating?
Okay, so here's Tana, and well, we're not gonna even say said guy, just any like sober guy she's like in a relationship with, and they get in their first fight, and he's like, "You're so fucking drunk right now, I can't even deal with you." And she's like, "I don't even fucking drink." How fucking stupid you are. You're trying to manipulate me.
Chelsea every time.
I can't believe you would do something like this. this is so typical of you. I'm having second thoughts.
Keep in mind, he's not slurring as much as she does because he wants you to understand, but she slurs a lot more than this.
I slur a lot. Right,
this is a clean version.
She's slurring. We know, so the entire way, the entire time, like the drive to Vegas is a 7-hour car ride.
Okay, but yeah,
her and Ty in the car. Getting drunk the entire way. And I'm not kidding. Obviously, I'm sober. I'm driving. And it's 7-hour car ride because it's the day before Thanksgiving. Normally, it's a 4-hour car ride. So
I was furious.
Like, no, shut up. You were furious. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Don't even. It's like that movie, Are We There Yet?
I'm not even kidding. Oh, my God. The two bookings in the back.
And then, like, every, like.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully
done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
2 hours. Progressively, they're more fucked up. They have to pee again. Every stop that they pee at, they walk out with more white claws. So they have to pee again. I stopped 3 times on this car ride.
Oh, no.
I never stop on a car ride to or from Vegas. Not one stop.
Well, Three times. 7 fucking hours, babe.
Three times.
To London.
How... One of your stops took 30 minutes. I'm not
kidding.
I was
buying hats.
She comes out with, she's like, I got you a snow globe. I don't give a fuck about a snow globe that says Las Vegas. It doesn't even snow in Las Vegas. And I grew up here, so I know that. What? Anyways, sorry, audio listeners. I'm screaming in the mic at you guys right now.
I thought a gift would make you less mad at me.
Oh my God. Slurring the entire car ride. And then finally, we get to my house. Ari comes over.
No.
He walks in, and my family, like, they're just like, okay, like, everyone's like settled in. I was like, honestly, I need a drink. Like, I can't deal with them any longer. They're already so drunk. Ari gets
it's
to, like,
so 25, bad.
30 minutes later. Tana's like, let's take a shot. I'm like, why is she taking any shots? She's literally blacked out already.
Your dad and I were blacking out.
Ari
love
looks
dad.
At me. We're sitting yeah. on the couch, and he goes, oh no, she's slurring.
Who said this?
Ari. He was like, oh, she's slurring. And I was like, you don't understand what I went through today.
Well, first of all, I know the problem is that unfortunately, Amari's boyfriend and I really enable each other when we're drunk because we both, like, and
I'll
you're like
I'll
my
jump
brother.
In on this. Also, me, if I'm yeah. drunk with Ty, blacking out mm-hmm. because no. I'm with Ty.
And when they're both pissing drinking. Me off, like, I'm not afraid to be rude to Ty because it's my boyfriend. Like, I love him.
You're not afraid to be rude to me? What the fuck?
I'm not afraid to be rude to you because you're my sister. I'm not afraid to be rude to you because, like, you're my sister. So it's like our bond, like, we're unbreakable. And also, like, if you're just pissing me off, like, you know, like, you're going to know if you're pissing me off. So then, like, I'm, like, rude to Ty and Tana's like, you're going to take that. Like, I'm like, you too, bitch. And no. he's like, he's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, oh, how do I hit that's... eject? How do I hit eject and pop these bitches out of my car? Because I can't deal any longer. No parachute.
Ty and I live for pissing you off. That's a problem. Because he's your boyfriend and you're like my brother.
Uh-huh.
And I like actually like I get high like on some meth shit off of pissing you the fuck off.
She like,
especially
sees like
I'm
steam
up.
Coming from my head. And she's like... And I'm like,
not the spot on that.
You're not a real person right now. Like hands will fly.
I'm sorry.
Like, it makes me so angry. And I'm kidding too. Like when we were at home, one day I have my door completely locked, shut, and she's like talking shit through the door, and she was making me so angry. She said some stupid shit. It's like early in the daytime, whatever. She like starts going. She's staying upstairs in my house. I'm staying downstairs in my room. So she says something. My family's like, oh, what? Because I know she was talking. She's like, nothing. I was just fucking with Amari. And she goes, the laugh. So then I couldn't even take it anymore. Through the door, I go,
like, through the ring?
No, through like my bedroom door.
Okay,
I wouldn't unlock it.
I was like, what?
I wouldn't unlock it. I was like, I'm not dealing with this bitch. And she made me so angry. I was like, I want to like talk shit back. But I think the best form of talking shit back would to just be
mocking
just
her.
Make fun of her. Make fun of her and let you know you sound stupid. I was like, oh my God. I'm going to bang my head against the wall.
It's bad too because your mom, like, she just wants to see you. Like, and it's wholesome and sweet, but I'm saying, like, if I'm banging on your fucking door at 7 a.m., she's like, do it. Like, she uh-huh. wants you to wake up. So I just, I don't know. I can't not.
Tana comes home from the club. This is all in, like, one Thanksgiving weekend. She comes back from, like, She comes back from a night. It's like 5 a.m. or something like that. Ty and I get home like 2, 3, whatever. And we're sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, like my family locks their front door as most normal people do.
Yeah.
Which we do too when we have armed security with big fat guns.
Don't come here.
Always.
William.
Bazookas.
Oh, I want to talk about William next.
No, but I'm just like, okay, so my whole family's asleep. It's just Ty and I, like, we're the only ones awake. Like, it's going to be my responsibility to let Tana in. And so she gets home at like 5. And she texts my family group chat because now they added her. God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, is the front door unlocked? No, it's not unlocked.
Debbie,
like,
give me your phone.
I'll be gone for 5 minutes and the front door is completely locked. Like, I'll be like, oh my God. So then I'm like, Ty. Like, I'm awake the entire time, but I was like, Ty, I swear to fucking God. Like, when she gets here. If you let her in this bedroom, because the night before she was sitting here for 30 minutes just talking, and I was trying so hard to go to bed. So I was like, Ty, I swear to fucking God, if you let her in this room, I'm gonna kill myself. And I can't deal with her. You have to tell her I'm asleep. If you don't,
find
you
someone
don't
who
love me.
Find you someone you who loves you,
love me.
But also wants you dead.
So then she gets home, and I was like, please, 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 please. And he like takes her upstairs to like hang out, and I was like,
well, we went to my room and talked shit about you.
Your
perfect
room.
Talk all the shit you want. Talk all the shit you want, cause all the shit I talked was, I can't have her in here. That's how little I can
like, I can't handle her.
I can't even handle this out.
No, there's something about me, like, give me, even right now, like, give me 2 shots, I wanna fight with you. I wanna fucking piss you off.
Even
not
on,
with you, I
do
love
you remember
you.
When we were on tour, like 2017,
absolutely,
and like she would just come to my bunk and just like open it for no reason. She's like, camera. And I was like,
am I do something. Do something. Come on.
I'm trying to sleep. Like,
yo, tour.
Why?
Tour was so fun. We should tour again. Imagine all of us on this tour bus, like, breaking the toilet. Remember, was it you and me that got roofied?
Yes.
Oh,
are
my
you
God.
Kidding?
Oh, have we ever told this story? Ashley and I, we went to a strip club in a random city on tour, and a stripper roofied the both of us. And
we both ordered, I just want to add in, we both ordered 1 AMF. And us being from Vegas, we drink at least 3 AMFs to get tipsy.
Adios, motherfucker.
Adios, yeah. Motherfuckers, a.k.a. mix all of the alcohol mixed together with some blue fucking razz, if you will.
Yeah. We drink at least 3 to be buzzed.
No, but no.
In
not,
life, I mean.
Oh, life? Yes. But that night we drank half of one, and then I woke up the next day.
It was so bad.
Ashley and I fully got reviewed by the stripper. I'll never forget her. And our tour manager honestly wanted all of us dead.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they were, okay, so we had a
he used to be who's tour manager, like Young Thug or someone.
Don't care.
Like,
no, it was like Kanye on some shit. Like, it was like a big name.
Yeah, it was like Kanye. Imagine going from being Kanye West tour manager,
or like
to
Jay-Z,
Tana
maybe.
Mojo and
I just,
friends.
I just remember too, because like we could go out and do whatever we wanted on tour. Well, I'm like, we were like 19 with like fake IDs.
But like we had a bus call.
Yeah, we had a bus call. So it's like be back by like 1:30.
Or it's leaving without you.
Whatever time.
Yeah.
Leaving without you. Yeah, you're going to leave without the fucking.
And of course, us being 19-year-old assholes too, we're like, what are you going to do about the show tomorrow?
No, but we were always
at the same
good.
Time, we're
no,
rushing we were, to get there by 1 or 2.
We were always good about that though. But this night, these two bitches, like we're literally like running a little late, but then we make it on time. But instead of making it on time, they're outside of the bus.
I was in doggy style puking
the bus,
on the tires.
Rolling up on the curb. Yeah. And the, oh my God.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
No.
I remember going into the fucking strip club. We ordered drinks. We sat down. There was some stripper giving me a lap dance. I was uncomfortable. I was like, whatever. Me and you go
straight
back up to the
back
bar.
On.
Me and you go back up to the bar with a girl, Tanya probably, one of our tour moms. And
not Olivia, she fucking.
And then
us.
I woke up the next day. But anyways,
I remember one time one of the tour moms, I was like, can you carry my suitcase? And she's like, I think the fuck not. And I was like, you think the fuck what? Like, we were like fighting. Like, it was horrible. I know our tour manager, Walter, I look back and I understand a lot of his points. It was more so just that, like, he was very much not easygoing. And one day I'll never forget this too. I was a cunt.
Oh,
and I'm going to say this. I look back and I was a
bringing that though. Up.
No, I was a fucking cunt. Like, I'll say it. I look back and like I've grown now and I would not act like this, but at the time it was so. But we
were so Tana Mojo at that time.
No, and but it was also just like we were in our like 30th fight of the tour. And a lot of times he would just be like, I remember one time you were like dying sick and he was so mad at you for like not doing the show.
I had full blown tonsillitis. I'm not even kidding.
And it was like, we're not doing that. Like
diagnosed.
Sometimes he was wrong, or like the bus would break down and we'd be mad. And then like, he wouldn't care. And then the next day he'd be fighting with us over like meal orders. And like, it was, we were like 30 shows in.
Our first days.
I wanted this man the Wi-Fi. Dead. Oh, we'd fight over the Wi-Fi. Like we were just fighting all the time with this guy and it was just like a lot. And one day, Amari's sick as fuck. So I'm sitting with him, like getting him to go to a doctor with Tanya, like helping whatever. And the tour manager comes in and he's like, none of your fucking fans are gonna like you in a fucking year. Like, you fucking little bitch. Like, literally, like, popping off on me because you're late. And I'm like, I'm late because he's sick and I'm trying to help him and I'm sorry. And also, like, they know that, I'm gonna be late.
That was the show that I was sick.
Like, you're tweeting
sick.
About it.
That
literally.
Was the no. show that I was sick. And I was dying. Like,
I tweeted, like, yo, I'm gonna be 20 minutes late to the meet and greet. I tweeted, I was like, I'm sorry, like, whatever. No one's mad. I know my fans. And he was just trying to convince me that, like, you're going to have no fans eventually if you keep being 20 minutes late to your shit. And I'm like, if I was on time, I would have no fans. it's just not expected. And we're like fighting. And basically I had this, like, we had like 1,000 person meet and greet. And I asked every single person.
That day was
person,
like one of the biggest ones. It was like one of the New York ones.
Like huge.
Like New Jersey, New York.
We did a meet and greet of 1,000 people. So obviously keep in mind, one by one, 1,000 people come up to you like, hi, can I have a photo? Hi, can I have a photo? Hello, hello, hello. I asked every single person and every single parent, I was late today. Are you mad at me?
Before even speaking.
While he was taking the photos.
Hi, I was late. Are you mad at me?
Hi, I was late today. Are you mad at me?
Because me and Amari and I are standing next to her. Like, our heads are like, ding, ding, ding. Like, we're going insane because we keep hearing this.
No, by the end of the meet and greet, everyone cussed me out.
And I got there late, too. I got there, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes late. I don't even know. I walk in with, like, a big blanket on. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm dying.
I was just trying to be a passive-aggressive cunt.
I was late today. Are you mad at me?
Are you guys
like, that's exactly what it was.
I got on stage and the entire crowd was chanting, I was late today. Are you guys mad at me? Like, it was horrible. That tour was so fun, though. Other than the fighting, looking back, we should tour again. You have a horrible time.
No. The flying tour was fun. The bus tour with XX and X names.
Oh, Maya and Yayan. Should we? Okay, let's actually move into that. One of the biggest questions today. And I can
always
say, Ashley,
not today.
Ashley, you and I have done everything in our power to avoid this question for years and years and years. Years.
I've tried to address it in like the mildest way because I don't fucking care at all. Like, I'm like, AMF to you.
Adios, mother. Seriously. And we never answered these questions because we just didn't want the drama. And for a long time, I really lived in fear of these people exposing my like secrets. And
you're telling me.
So much fear has navigated my life. I actually want to talk a little bit about my ex-boyfriend and expose something he did after this that I've never said. We're doing it all this episode. Okay. I'm doing it all this episode. But people always ask why we are no longer friends with Maya and Isabella. And
they're not friends.
Are you friends with Maya?
I'm friends with Isabella.
Not at all.
Isabella and I are friends.
Yeah, I guess you guys You guys are still friends with Isabella.
Yeah.
I'm not.
There's a whole
pissed
thing
about that. I don't hate that. I love it.
She's like, I don't hate that. I don't care.
Oh, I just cracked my neck. So
I understand. Let's talk about Maya first, I guess.
I'm like, here we go.
We can talk about Maya. Fuck her.
I'm like, boom, boom.
Don't care.
She did a whole live stream too, like coming for me, and it was just sad. Like
me
and you.
Yeah, it was you too. She never came for me because that's the thing too. Like, I'm typically nice to people, but basically, you really, really pissed me off.
Oh, then you're done for.
And I was nice the whole time.
I'm just patient.
I mean, yeah, I guess Maya was our friend for a long time, but I think that people have friends when they're growing up and they're young and things happen. That's just what's crazy about being on the internet is you are held to, once you post someone as your best friend, like, you're held to be best friends forever. Or it's like, why not? But like, people sometimes don't agree and they fall out. That's the big premise. Yeah. But I mean, what do I say? We didn't, a lot of, for me at least, both people is just a morals not aligning thing.
Like, how do you say the user is the abuser?
Like, that was, yeah. I mean, basically, like, the big falling out was that we all signed a lease together and we had a very deep pact about all living together in this house because the rent, I had to pay it all up front because we'd all just gotten evicted together. Wrongfully evicted, but like there's still an eviction on your record. So when you
want me, eh?
So like, I like how this is how you think about this whole Maya situation, but this is not my Maya situation.
Wait, really?
Ash is like,
ever heard of Cabo?
What did she do in Cabo?
What?
Why do I have the worst memory?
To me? In Cabo.
What'd she do in Cabo?
Maya equals
just greater than just or equal air it out, please.
What did she do to you in Cabo?
Why did she I'm blanking. Cabo? Are you kidding?
I'm blanking.
Okay.
Air it out.
Now that everything is out on the table and everyone knows the fucking everything at this point. All of us, our whole big old friend group, Isabella, Maya included, every single one of our friends that you could think of. We all went to Cabo. We were all like 18, 19, so cute, quirky, whatever. Go to Cabo. Me and Ivan end up hooking up. Ivan, if you know him, he's now my ex-boyfriend.
Your most current ex-boyfriend.
Most current ex-boyfriend. Dated him for the past almost a year on accident. And then... But I've also, you know, we had a past back in the day, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever, because of this. So all of our friend group goes to Cabo. I don't even know how to go about this. Me and Ivan hook up, whatever, as we do. I didn't know that my best friend Ivan, it's like literally one of my best friends, like he would be sitting on this couch with us. Like one of my best friend Ivan, I thought he was single because he told me, hey, I'm single. I'm not dating this girl anymore.
Wasn't fucking single.
Yeah, probably wasn't single or broke up with his girlfriend just to hook up with me type of a guy.
Love you, Ivan.
Should I not say this?
Fucking say
it. No, I feel bad, but like this is what happened. To the girlfriend, I swear on my life, he said, oh, I'm single, whatever.
Who cares?
Also,
she's long gone.
No, she's probably really happy.
R.I.P. that pussy.
As we are. But.
Go.
Anyways, so yeah, he tells his girlfriend that they're broken up, tells me that they're broken up, we hook up, whatever. And then I go back to my room that I was, because I stayed in his room, whatever, we hooked up. I go back to my room with
on a balcony in front of hundreds of people, might I add.
Yeah, the whole balcony thing is a thing, you know? I was, yes.
As you should.
As they say, riding that dick like a BMX.
On a balcony.
On a balcony, like.
But
Courtney,
what did Maya
Scott,
do?
Like Courtney and
she said, knock.
Ride the dick, whatever. Come back to my best friends, Maya and Tana, and I'm like, oh my god, like, I just saw Ivan last night. He's so cute. This and that, like, oh my god, da 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 da. And wait, this gets so deep.
What'd she do?
So before I hooked up with Ivan that night, Isabella and I, or Isabella was with me when Ivan was like on the balcony of this said hotel room, and Ivan's on the balcony, and Isabella and I are looking through his phone to see if he's still single. So I open up his phone, go to his text messages with his girlfriend that I thought he had, look at their messages. I'm like, okay, I think they're like broken up, whatever. Like we can hook up, whatever, wake up, come back to your, like, our room, me, you, and Maya's room. I'm like, oh my god, I hooked up with Ivan last night, oh my god, yeah, like, I don't think he's, like, dating that girl anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then Maya, I don't know exactly what she said to Ivan, but Maya listened to everything that I said. She was like, oh my god, like.
And went and told Ivan.
No, went and told Ivan, but told him some extra shit that I didn't know until this year, being 4 or 5 years after this whole situation, like she told him, like, she went through your phone and was like, oh, like she was saying, like, that I said that him and I had way better conversations than him and her. Like just
plot stirring shit.
Yeah, just like making up some
and
weird
just fake.
Shit that
like
I
would
never
go to my friend's new man and like say everything she just said to me, especially like my best friend. I would never ever do that to like
that as well. But also like I'm not like, oh my god, I'd rather text messages and like our messages, because I never messaged Ivan. Me and Ivan never texted before.
No, you just
at
fuck
all.
It out.
Exactly, we would just
sounds
fuck it
like
out.
Some shady shit.
No, but like we would never text. So I'm like, that doesn't even like add up. Like, me and him don't text. How are our text messages better than
theirs? And you were still her friend for a while after this. Well, I just want to give that to you. Like, you at that point, that honestly, after that trip, you and I decided that it was a matter of time before we cut her off.
Exactly.
And honestly, I'll always say I'm so grateful for Maya, because at that time, my best friend was Isabella, and there's just a lot of things behind the scenes that were going on. And I don't mean this in shade to her. It was more just that, like, I was really unhappy, and I felt like I needed a lot of different things in a friend. And I feel like the same thing was happening with you and Maya, and Maya introduced you and I. And so I'll never, ever not be grateful for her. I literally just got chills. Like, I'm so grateful that I met you through her. Like, I wouldn't change anything.
I'll never forget. Just like, was it Summer's bed or what's his face's bed that you were like laying on when we met?
What's his face's?
Maya and... What was Maya's boyfriend's?
Clay.
It was Clay.
It was Clay's room? And she was cheating on him hella and would make us lie. Oh my God, don't get me started. But
as she does, still to this day.
Point being, though, I'm not friends with Maya for a very different reason. It was that we all we got evicted wrongfully, but there's still an eviction charge on your shit. Whether you get evicted wrongfully or rightfully, you are evicted. Like, that shows forever. So when you try to apply for a new house, it's very difficult. No one wants to rent it to you. And Maya still really wanted to live with me, was begging me. Like, you and I were down to get an apartment together, and like, she was begging us, like, no, please let me live with you. So was Isabella, da da da. We move into this house, and I have to pay the entire apartment lease up front. I told every single person, I almost made them all sign contracts, but I trusted them. They were my best friends. If I'm paying this money, you have to live here for the duration of the lease, like the entire lease, and pay me rent every month. I can't afford that. I'm paying it up front because I'm grateful to have this money and whatever, but like, I like, yeah, exactly. And every single person upon moving in up and moved out for no reason. Maya moved in to be with her then husband, Yayan. And she left us, and she
the word husband even just like really just throws me topsy turvy.
No, and but it's she was lying to us for weeks. Like, she was telling us, I'm not moving out, I'd never move out. And then she'd be on YouTube like, look, we got pots and pans for our new house. And that's how we found out.
And here's my dog.
Yeah, like, oh, that was the whole thing too. They got this big ass dog. It was ruining. It was, that's the our forever bit is Yayan saying, I got a dog, moving in and just fucking up our house. Like, just a lot of using. Even at the time when I was close with my parents, she'd always tell my parents, like, she's my sugar mama. You know what I mean? Like, it was just a lot of, like, using vibes, and then kind of turned around and tried to turn my followers against me, and it was just, like, shitty. And that was the end of our friendship. And then Yayan later divorced her. We tried to be his friend and live with him, and that was an interesting situation. We don't hate Yayan. Like, he's dope.
Never hate Yayan, like,
But the Maya falling out just fell down on a lot of us feeling really fucked, because then Ashley and I had to stay there, and that we had to pay more rent. Mm-hmm. Like, we had to live in this house and now pay for her room space when she moved out for absolutely no reason because she didn't care about us. And it was just fucked. I mean, and so did Isabella, honestly. It was just fucked. But then Ivan moved in.
Moved out within one day.
But then Ivan moved in and then paid Isabella's like fee. So it was like, Isabella.
So thank God for Ivan. He is just
so great.
Has a special place in my heart.
So yeah, I don't even know. With Isabella, people always ask why we aren't friends. Isabella and I just have disaligning morals and views on life. We are just two very, 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 very different people. And I would try my best, and I felt like my best was never good enough. And maybe she felt that way too. Some things happened with some boys too, some boyfriends, where I was like, what are you doing?
I just like never like forget like when I first met you, and like you were telling me like things like beef that you two had. And I was like, that's not what a friend's supposed to do. I'm so confused.
That was
like both ends. I watched you both for so long too. Even like before you met her, like I watched you both just be like so, like I watched so much between you two.
She just brought out a side of me that I just hated too as well, because it's like when I'm triggered in like a fight or flight moment, like it just, I don't know.
They're both crazy. But I love them both so much.
And I hate that. but that is how Ashley and I kind of became best friends, because I would always like cry to her, like, why am I being treated like this? Why am I best friend? And then she made me realize how a best friend should treat you. And that was kind of like the start of the end. And I don't know. I definitely like, there are days where I'm just like, I wish we could like be civil, but you hear a lot of things that people do after you've given them the world and you're not a big fan of it. And I don't know. I feel her. I feel bad talking about the Isabella situation because I know we were friends for like fucking like 8 years. And like she did a lot for me when my childhood was really horrible. And I appreciate that. But we're very different people and we're not meant to be friends. And our morals just don't align. So I don't know. But speaking of Ivan, literally the only thing I said to him that night was like, love you, but you being with Ashley did make me hate you. And that was a big thing too.
It made me hate myself.
No, I mean, but that was a big thing with you moving out too. I just feel like we could have figured something out if he didn't have a lot of like, you know, like inside, like, or pressure on. Like, he's not the best boyfriend.
He's not the best human.
Yeah, I don't think you guys belong together. I've watched him do a lot of relationships too, like in the past, like even in high school. Like, he's just not good with like girls and stuff. I just want you back with Michael.
I don't
think that you two are appropriate as a couple. Friends, everything works out fine.
But guys, and I did not make this up today. I tweeted asking what people should ask us, and several fans asked me to make this game. So I've made a game for the two of you, and I want to talk about this game. Okay.
Hi.
I've made a list of some of my most memorable exes. I remember when you roasted me on TikTok. What'd you say? What's my favorite letter?
The letter X. Because also, when she just doesn't know like who her, she'll call anyone her ex. It could be like literally our last mailman at our old house. Yeah, that's my ex. Yeah, your ex mailman.
Well, like, we kissed one time, so like my ex.
Uh-huh. No, fully. Give or take.
Like, we had one in-depth conversation one night. I swear he wanted to fuck me.
We had a connection.
If you fuck me 20 times, you're my ex. I don't care. Well, I don't fucking care.
I would fucking hope. Jesus.
I'm just saying, if you tell me you love me, you're my ex. If you tell me, that's also true. Point being is I've made you a game where I've listed all of my exes, and I want you to both rank them. Right. From favorite or from least favorite to favorite.
I love how you're saying I've made a game as if your assistants weren't like making this happen.
I think we should.
Dana doesn't even know where to buy a whiteboard.
I don't think we should make two answers. I think we should debate on making it one correct one answer.
No, but I feel like you guys all have different opinions, don't you?
I don't. Thanks. Maybe a little.
If they get too similar, we'll morph it into one.
Okay.
But let's try. I think I want. What should you guys do? Each put your one, and then your two, and then your three, and then your four.
My favorite ex of yours.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough?
No.
I bet you'd love more, right?
Right.
Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more.
Oh my God, I bet you have a code.
With 50% off.
Is the code Tana?
Just hold on. Just about any item. Plus free shipping on your entire order. Sorry for the audio listeners, that was really loud. So what do you have to do to get your 50% off one item and free shipping? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code TANA at checkout. And you'll get 50% off almost any item. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 50% off, including free shipping, when you enter offer code TANA. That's T-A-N-A, TANA, at AdamandEve.com. And remember, we've all heard about supply chain issues, all of us, you and me, and delivery issues every day on the news. So don't wait on your Adam and Eve order. Shop now, shop early. Hurry while supplies last. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 50% off, including free shipping, when you enter offer code TANA. That's T-A-N-A, TANA, at AdamandEve.com.
In case you forgot, that's T-A-N-A.
TANA!
50% off almost any item, AdamandEve.com. Oh, shit, that's going to cause some ruckus.
Okay, let's talk about
it,
Ashley.
In the rap community.
You did that with ease, with no question.
Well, because I know my answers.
So your favorite ex of mine is one that I actually never publicized. I love that man more than anything. Is Rusty.
I love that man more than he's like, Rusty is my little brother. I haven't seen him give you crazy, crazy, crazy toxic traits or like put anything crazy bad onto you.
No, I was the toxic one. I know that. I fucked everything up.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
He's a normal guy. He's a photographer here in LA. His Instagram now, what is it? I don't blame Rusty. Go stalk him. He's the best. Love him. Please love me. Number two is Tyla.
All of us.
And I left him for Monsun, and he would verbatim tell me all the time, you left a Bentley for a Prius. and like,
well, I mean, you know,
I don't know. Lil Xan is your third favorite of all my exes. He fucking cheated on me.
Oh, did he?
But that's okay.
Well, I mean, him and Chris are right there, so I guess they're like, you know.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, they are both very interchangeable. If you want to, like, swap them, you can. I'm not going to argue. But, like, Lil Xan was, like, nice to me. Me and...
You and Lil Xan are actually great friends.
Yeah.
Like, if at any time, like, just for Friendsgiving, he was like, I'm coming to see you and Ashley. Like, Xan loves you more than anything. And we would also travel with him a lot. So you guys really bonded.
Yeah, yeah. No, me and Mr. Dieg would... We were friends. Me and Chris haven't really, like, bonded like that, so I put him below that. They are almost on the same level, but, like, I know Chris is a little more toxic, should I say, in the most cleanest way of explaining things.
Yeah.
You know,
he's like, one of them's a little more popular on SoundCloud than the other.
Lil Xan is anti. They're not SoundCloud
rappers. I love them both.
They are.
Stuff, and he is stuff. Anyways.
Number five is Monsun.
Yeah, Monsun was super sweet, super old. love Monsun.
You would tell me every day I'm with a grandfather. Like, you'd be pissed.
I did. I would put Monsun up towards, like, first or second because he's just a sweetheart, great human being, always made me feel, like welcome in every situation that I was, like, you know,
yeah.
When I was in a weird situation where he was there. But it was the age gap for me and also... a lot of other weird little things that I'm sure a lot of people know. Like, I don't know, the whole...
Stream karma.
Stream karma.
Yeah.
Noah. Love Noah. Super sweet, super nice also as well.
Has me blocked.
Has you blocked. Probably doesn't even like me that much, to be honest. But I think she's number four.
No, I forgot there was an entire time where I remember.
None of her fucking ex-girlfriends like me.
Because they were very jealous of our friendship. I would always date girls who had a little bit of a jealousy tendency. I remember one Halloween, you and I matched, and I didn't match her, and she wanted us dead.
Yeah. No, she wanted to kill me. I don't know. So, therefore, I put her in the middle. She's also a really nice girl, so I'd put her at the top. She has a great heart, so I'd put her at the top, but... True. You know, the fact that she hates me, I put her in the middle. Where I love to be in. I love to be in the middle.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Why don't you guys just meet me there? You know what I mean? Miss BT. Miss, you know.
I don't think you liked her for one day.
Stupid fucking bitch.
That's what I said. I don't think you like Bella.
That was
one
a joke.
Day.
I'm not calling her a stupid fucking bitch at all, ever.
Also a song.
Just a song.
Yeah, Mr. Karma July and stupid fucking bitch.
Exactly. She just fucking hates me. You know, she had good intentions, I think, with Tana for the most part. But she just fucking hates me. So I put her as low as I possibly could. Brad is a using, lying, cheating, manipulative, deceitful whore. And I don't fucking care about him. And I hope if he, you know, got a little boop by like a little car, that'd be fine with me. And I wouldn't look like I wouldn't blink twice about it. I'd be like, yeah, you deserve everything. Mm-hmm. Jake Paul. I just don't even know what to say about him. Our conversations have been, hi, hey, hi.
I think in the entire couple of years we were together, you went to his house one time. You
one time to even for, I think, Abby's birthday.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You're not.
And you weren't even there.
You're not a Jake Paul. You're
I'm not a Jake Pauler. I've never been a Jake Pauler. And I don't know anything about him, so I can't talk.
Fair.
Kim said that once about someone else. Summer... Dim a damn goddamn Hollings dumbass worth. Worthless. I hope he rots in fucking hell where he deserves to be at all times possible. Don't care.
I want to tell after this game, I'm going to tell the summer story. And I'm so excited because I'm ending the podcast. Should.
Are you going to like give it like.
Yeah. I'm going to give the whole story.
Exactly why he should fucking rot in hell because really he's a horrible human being.
He's what?
He's a horrible human being.
He is a terrible
I hope he
horse.
Fucking dies. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, no, I mean, couldn't agree.
I don't wish that upon anyone but him.
She went from little brother to I hope he dies.
I have to pee period. So
bad. Okay, wait, Amari, you want to do this and then we'll pee and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your stack. I think Amari's going to be so different. I'm happy we did these both ways.
Well, you can leave yours there because really? I have all the doubles. Here.
I'm making Ashley and Amari play a game on the podcast where they rank my exes from favorite to least favorite.
Okay, they're not.
You got a 4 from Ashley, like you were 4th from her number 1.
That's 10. So I'm just gonna write.
No, that's great. Are you kidding me?
Rusty's number 1.
Rusty sucks.
You want to say anything to the podcast, Chris Miles? Say hi.
No. Oh, you guys are on the podcast right now?
Yeah.
Oh. What's up?
I didn't say anything bad about you.
Oh.
She said her favorite is Rusty, second favorite Tyla, third favorite Zan, fourth favorite you.
No offense.
But Amari, oh, Amari's writing his.
Yeah, because they're not sticking, so I think it'd be faster. As opposed to like trying to like.
Amari's is worse. 100% worse. Okay, I'll call you after. Not even a bye. Girls, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of finding Santa's beard in my guy's pants. Hairy jingle balls are a thing of the past with Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. We've all been with those guys who have a mess down there, and nothing is worse. This is the gift that keeps on giving. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology. Candy cane balls are no more. It's also waterproof, so he can use it in the shower. It's like a gift to yourself with less mess. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant.
Sounds fire.
Your balls be chafing?
I have actually ball deodorant, so.
That's so
funny. And it's from Manscaped.
Keep his North Pole feeling and smelling fresh. The hygiene bundle also comes with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers that'll keep his junk feeling fresh all day. The perfect package for his perfect package.
Oh my God.
'Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get you, your man, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TANA at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TANA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code TANA. Get your man a gift you'll both enjoy, the gift of Manscaped. Okay, Amari, let's talk about your list of favorite to least favorite.
All right, we've got it on camera. Okay, so.
Your favorite's Jake Paul. Fuck. Mine too.
We're not going to talk about what, like, we're going to go from the bottom. First of all, we have Summer at the bottom. Summer Hollingsworth. Augusta Hollingsworth.
The way you know his but real name.
Duh. And his social security. Mm. Just kidding. No, I don't. Wouldn't want to know either because that man got no.
Anyway. No, he got money. Mine. No, didn't tune into so this story. So first
of all, I like him at the bottom the most because he's worthless, scummy, piece of shit. His name is also spelled wrong. And
as it should be.
I decided because his name's Summer to draw him down there lit on fire.
As he absolutely should be.
I'm just gonna tune in because I can't see it. So I'm
and
gonna.
Then at number 9 we have Brad Sousa because, I mean, you couldn't possibly be as bad as Summer. Like, yeah, he did cheat, but he.
Oh.
I'd rather someone cheat on me than do what Summer did.
I don't 100%. Even think Tana got into the fucking cheating that Brad did, but goddamn, maybe he should be at.
No,
number 11, never, that's no, not even there. He's no, so fucking
put Summer
bad.
At 10.
I actually remember, though, at the time, I caught Brad Snapchatting like 100 girls. I don't know if he ever physically cheated. And I remember my manager at the time was like, Snapchatting bitches, your dick isn't cheating. And my manager had his back. It was horrible.
No. And then it was also the night that we threw our cheating exes a birthday party.
Yeah, we both threw a birthday party for both of our exes, then later found out they
had
both
the same birthday and they both cheated on us. Hey!
We know how to
pickle.
Number 8, we have Noah Cyrus. Honestly, nothing in particular like wrong with her. I just feel like she didn't necessarily care about your friends around you. And so I think that she'd like text me or call me because she wanted to get a hold of you.
It was
like nothing in particular. Like, she didn't like piss me off or anything like that, but that was just didn't sit right with me. And
she'd also pick her like her favorites. The one she could like get to me the most with would be her favorite.
And then we have Bella Thorne.
No way, Amari. Are you kidding me? She loves you so much. That's shocking.
No. She's yeah, up. No. I like her.
She's at 7.
I like her, but I also feel like she kind of I think she liked me, but it didn't sit well with me that she like also thought something weird of Ashley. I don't know if that's the case either. Maybe she did like Ashley, but no, I do like her.
I think
but
she forms opinions in the first 30 seconds, and she's very strong on her opinions. And secondarily, I think she's just like me. I'm not hating, but like, she's jealous. The way her and I are made up, like 6 months ago, would have been like, yeah, I want her dead. Now I'm like, wow.
And when I first met her, we were like taking like a snap. We're taking like a Snapchat. Pre-gaming for Life is Beautiful. And she was in it. She was, can I see that? And I was like, sure. Like, sorry. No one cares.
She made her fucking sister. I was taking behind the scenes videos for Tana's music video. What was that music video? Oh, Hefner.
Hefner.
Hefner. I was taking behind the scenes of Hefner videos for you. And she's like, and Bella made her sister ask me to delete those videos because Bella hadn't seen them yet and does not approve of them, period. So I was
that's
like,
stuff I don't like.
Her sister does still want me dead to this day. I can only hang out with Bella when her sister isn't around.
Oh, I'm great friends with
her mom wished me happy Thanksgiving though, so shit.
Me and Bella's sister, great friends. Me and Bella's friends, great friends. Mm-hmm. Me and Bella, never met her.
But I have Bella above Noah because I think Bella encouraged you a little more to be a harder worker.
And taught me like the ropes of LA. Actually, shit. Bella did a lot for me.
I switched 7 to 6. I think Chris Miles goes at 6 because Chris Miles encourages you to do absolutely nothing.
No, honestly, I like
Chris. Love him. Great guy. Nice to me. Nice to her. Nice to her. Nice to everyone around. But encourages you to do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, to be depressed, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I think well,
the difference in me and Bella and Noah, too, is that, like, with Bella was, like, the man, the top. With Noah, like, I was the man. So it's, like, it's a different, like, vibe. Like, I took care of Noah the entire time we were together. But with Bella, she took care of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're gay, dude. Totally.
Know
it, too.
Yeah.
You're gay.
She's just such a caregiver.
No, I mean,
love okay, me. And then
Chris,
I have Lil Xan above Chris because
the way you both put Lil Xan who cheated
we're
on
just
me
because I feel like one, you guys weren't dating. Second of all,
we dated.
I watched it.
We were boyfriend and girlfriend.
We did. She's like, we dated.
Yeah, no,
we dated.
I watched it.
You were probably we dated. In
I
other people's
it.
DMs.
I
like,
watched it.
Yeah, meow, meow, meow. While he was like,
well, yeah, we both were just a
she's
little.
Like, we dated, but also like,
no one cared that much.
Y'all took a flight together.
No, we dated, but like we also were both very cheaty to each other. For so sure. I do get it.
So you weren't dating. That's
so
not
it
dating.
Evens out to nothing. Nothing happened.
Like, comment down below if you're cheating on each other. Are you dating?
I only ever cheated on him because he cheated on me. But fair enough.
Also, I don't think there was ever like an official like anything public like or anything even behind. The
no,
scenes.
We dated privately. I only ever exposed that we dated after because I was sick.
Because you wanted to say that you were dating. Because I was. Psychopath.
Go.
Anyways, then I have Modson. Modson, I have him at 4. I didn't appreciate your guys' relationship together.
Yeah.
But
we know.
I love like his sister, his love. Him himself. Sober, like so nice, so caring, so like genuinely wants right. to like, how are you doing? That kind of thing. But way too old for
old.
You. Way too old for
it's
you.
It's the old.
And like
what? Yeah.
This is also like 2 years ago almost. So, but now it's like,
which is
you were
so
like
weird.
20/21. So it's like, why would you even want someone like in that big
like,
of an age?
You're
difference?
Almost 30 and you're dating a teen almost uh-huh. or
right.
a teen.
Yeah, no, and obviously like
men,
even just upon
he has no face tats.
And I was well, with, he has face tattoos. Yeah, he does. But small
not
ones.
Too many
small ones. And honest, yeah, no, that's definitely the weird part. Like even at the time I was dating Bella, I was like 18. He was like about it. So it's like it, that part's interesting, but I'm not, also not, I think he's just like a rock star who like grew up in a generation where it's like young girls are so hot, but like it's interesting.
And then also like,
that's why like I'm happy he's with Avril now. Cause it's like, you have someone kind of in your age bracket.
Any of us could come to him with like something exciting happening for us, whether it be like, oh my God, like my shoes got here today. I'm so excited. Or like I landed like a big deal. Like he'd be like, that's so cool. That's
he would
so
give
dope.
A
like,
fuck.
He gave a fuck. He was like, excited for you. Like,
yeah.
And not like
always.
Just for you. He'd be excited for like your friends.
No,
like,
he loved you
awesome.
Guys.
Like, he's genuinely like
a people
loving
person. Yeah.
No, and Modson would have like died for you both when we were together.
So
that
sweet.
Is
so amazing.
I mean, it says a lot the fact that Modson is above Bella in both.
Well, at the time when I dated Modson, that was why. Like, he is, like, he's the best person. He was there for me through so
much.
He's
got a good heart.
He's a people person.
I'm very angry at our breakup, and I always will be, but like our relationship, like good person. And I don't think I've ever said that, so bless.
I have Rusty at number three.
I think you love Rusty as a person, but not us together.
Love Rusty as a person, not you guys together, because at the same time...
But he's still got number three.
One of those people that literally motivates you to do absolutely nothing. Like, actually pulls you back.
Period.
Pulls you back.
Yeah, we love
him. You're like, I'm so in love. Like, with what? Like,
no, that's the problem. I date people.
He's hilarious. He's fun. But also, don't ever ask me for weed. I'm so sick of you coming to my house. I'm going to air you out right here. Rusty always comes to our house and is like, Amari, do you have weed? I'm like... Shut the fuck up. Stop at a dispo on the way. Like, can't
I just want to say also, none of these people on this list ever and is the, anyone that should ever marry or stick with her at all.
What
ever.
About Amari?
No, wait. These are all amazing people. Love them all so much, but none of these are long-term, period.
Also, I'm remembering that I have Rusty so high up on this list because I don't consider him one of your actual exes.
Period.
He's
also.
Not a real ex.
No, so it's Rusty. Up here too,
because Tyler's not a real ex.
That's so, true. That's true. They're both people that I just like love.
Yeah, almost, like, exactly.
Tyler says we dated.
That's so probably why they're at the top, because they're not like an actual ex. They're just
they were just there for a long time. That's why Rusty's
so high up, because otherwise, if they were like actually dating and had to like deal with like the
Rusty and I
the
dated.
Trauma, the trauma. No,
they probably would be lower.
She's like Beyonce and I dated.
Beyonce.
Right. She's like I fucked Ellen. Portia wasn't looking. Like
it doesn't matter then.
Oh my god.
Okay. Holy shit.
Who's your next? Tyler.
So then we have Tyler. Also really high up here because I love Tyler so much.
We do.
I love Tyler.
Such a good human.
Death. Oh, both of your two is Tyler.
Don't ever compare Yain to Jake Paul.
It's the same fucking thing for me.
Oh, it's not. Oh, it's not. Jake Paul, we have at number one.
I'm great. I'm happy you liked his.
Amari's list resonates far more with mine than Ashley's.
I just love Jake. Like, I've always thought, he's always been so nice to me.
You sound like
me.
Tana. No. I just love Jake.
No. Because no one's motivated her to, like, get out of bed at 8 a.m., do anything. Like, that's what I like seeing. I like seeing, like, hardworking Tana, like, having fun. Well, that's when she enjoys life the most, too. And she doesn't realize that because she likes to rot in bed till 6
no,
p.m.
No, obviously happiest I was with anyone was with... That unfortunate motherfucker.
Or here she right is eating him. A gas station pickle.
Or right before him.
I know he had me eating caviar. Shit.
No, but shit. He really, like, I saw a different side of her that made me, like, really proud of her. And I was like, oh, this is cute. And, like,
no,
fun.
I'll kill myself.
And not even necessarily, like,
no.
Because of him. It didn't make me happy because,
no,
it was, like,
because of
him doing that. But Jake. I noticed, like, that was the best version of you was when you were with him.
Shit.
Not the best, just the best.
No, the
that
best.
Amari saw.
I'm sorry, Jake. I'm sorry.
Just
I'm just
the
kidding.
Best that Amari saw.
Yeah, I mean, once.
Shit, we all love a private jet too.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I think that. Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I love that. I mean, Ashley's list is brazy.
You were just like your most like hardcore like YouTube self. Like, I don't explain it.
I appreciate people that motivate tans. You, but like.
You both just had very different experiences with him. I think, again, even though he is a guy, I think he did not. He was intimidated by our friendship.
Mr. Jake, I never went to his parties or, like, went to Jake's anything, period, or was never around him enough to where he was, like affect my view on him based off of
And
you.
He was a cunt to you a couple
I
times.
I only... No, he was, like, fine. Like, he was, like, a normal human being to me, but, like, I don't know. I just got, like, Tana coming home from Jake's. This is what I get. That's what I know. And that's what I have.
But also, like, look at this list. All of these men and women, she can manipulate.
Oh, period.
Very well.
And well, like, I think that's why Jake is my
some
favorite.
Crazy
though.
Shit. He's the only man. He's the only person on this list
who can outmanipulate me.
Not outmanipulate you, but like
I'll
give
say
you.
That's what I put.
Give
him
you
in.
A taste of your own medicine, and
no.
for you to like get like smacked by reality and be like.
No, I entirely
okay.
No, but no,
maybe
no,
I am
it's
crazy.
True. Like,
so we
maybe
put him
like
at the
something
top.
Did happen.
No, like, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. That's why I fell so hard for him. I'm not saying he fell so hard for me, but it was that like he was the only person I've ever met in my entire life who plays my game better than me. Like, you know what I mean?
Just plays it at the same time as you. Like I feel like
plays. I'll give it to him. Plays it better. Entirely plays it better. It's like, oh, you're gonna do this. I'm gonna fucking do this. And like. Power over me. Like my mind.
No.
No. No. He won. He won. I lost. No. I'll give it to him.
It's a game of chess.
It shouldn't be a game of chess.
It's true. It's
no
very
one
true.
Won unless you let them.
It shouldn't be a game of chess, but apparently that's what this bitch likes.
No, it should be a game of
it
chess.
It sucks. I just I like it's not. It's like the like I like. I mean, for example, with Press, like the reason why Chris and I broke up is because it was like two crazies don't make a healthy, two toxics don't make a healthy. I just said that on Jack and Jack's podcast. Someone just got it tattooed on them and tweeted me it. Two toxics don't make a healthy. Like that no was too toxic. Whereas it's like Jake and I would have very non-toxic moments. But when we were, if I was being toxic, he'd out.
Yeah, don't do I it. Think
he my double toxic, not out toxic you. He would double toxic.
But that put me in my place, so I'd be like, yes, okay. I'm your bitch.
The two of you think that, like there's got to be a king or a queen. But what I think that you guys need to realize is that a king's nothing without his queen. Like you guys are both.
Well, he's not realizing that. He's happy. We're
neither are you.
With this entire game being said. The last thing I want to answer, we really tried to answer every question today. It's funny because I posted a TikTok the other day that was like when you're with your hometown ex, who's also actually not my ex, just like someone I've fucked and loved and whatever. But I posted it and I said, when you're with your hometown ex and you act like nothing ever happened, it was like me kissing him or whatever. He was like my prom date. He's like one of my best friends forever, whatever. I posted this TikTok with him. It's Biagio. And all the comments were like, where's summer? Where's summer? And then you guys just put him at 10. And it's really weird because our breakup, no one ever really knew why we broke up. We just did. You know what I mean?
But what does Biagio have to do with summer?
No, like no, all the comments on Biagio's TikTok with me was that like, where's like, what about summer?
She's circling back as to why we put him there.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
No
so
one knows.
I've never told this story. And today I tweeted, what do you guys want us to talk about? And one of the bigger questions was like, what happened with you in summer? Can you finally tell it?
Yeah.
And I think now's the time. I've been afraid to tell it for so long. But basically, him and I were in a horrible relationship. He was just incredibly like insecure. He hated everything I did. He did not want me to grow. He did not want me to gain fame. He wanted me to be like this hometown girl who lived with him and moved with him forever and whatever. And like at one point there was a lot of things he was doing that was super illegal that I didn't like. And like we started to fight a lot, whatever. And it was super abusive and toxic. And probably the unhappiest and most toxic I've ever been in a relationship for a fact. I just posted a TikTok the other day talking about when I pretended to forget my phone passcode because a guy was going through it. That was him. And after like 8 months of us being together, it got to the point where it was like, I'm choosing this life of being a YouTuber over you. Because when we first met, I wasn't a YouTuber, whatever. We also super trauma bonded because our best friend died. And it was like, oh my God, like our best friend died. It was his best friend and my best friend. So it was like, we super like bonded over that, which was just like, looking back, obviously just such a trauma bond, whatever. And we were dating. And then I started kind of blowing up as a YouTuber. So I'd go to an event like a Playlist Live. He'd accuse me of cheating. He'd be really abusive always. So eventually I started to cheat. And that's not right. That's not correct. I know now. I was 17 at the time, 18. Like, that's not what you do. But at the time it was just like, oh, you think I'm this and you're treating me and calling me all these names and treating me really horribly and like using me for a lot of money and like
if you're gonna say I'm cheating, okay, I'm gonna cheat.
And it's like if you're using me for mad money and making me buy hella shit for you and like, you know, forcing me to fly out to you just to be like super emotionally and like psychotically abusive, like shit, okay, bet. And so I started kind of hooking up with other people. Shout out JC Kalen, shout out Cody Ko.
Jesus Christ. And delete both of those.
She's like, it was
fun.
Kelsey just had a siege. But
I know, love Kelsey more than literally anything. They're getting married. They're getting fucking married. I love them. I'm just saying at the time, this is what was going on. And eventually he would put my thumb on my phone and shit and kind of caught me. And then that's when the whole passcode thing happened. I turned the thumb off. He like tried to get my passcode. I told him no. He went through my iMac, whatever. He was well aware of the fact that I was into other people who were treating me better and did what I do and were good people. And I mean, I guess it's really not that long of a story. I eventually broke up with him because I wanted to be with someone else. And then he met up with me and he told me And this was right after I'd had the biggest scandal of my life. And I think that when you have a really big scandal, it institutes a lot of paranoia in you. Like, you never want to go through that again. You want to, like, grow. You're terrified of, you know, going from the whole world loving you to the whole world hating you. Now I'm well aware of canceled culture, but this was almost before, like, canceled culture was a thing.
Oh, fully.
So, like, people hating 100%. You felt like, this was before I ever thought I'd be, like, a canceled ass bitch. Like, so it just felt like the end of the world. I made me want to kill myself. I would do anything to avoid it. And he kind of knew that, and he really instilled on that fear. Like, if you're not going to be with me, if you're not going to treat me right, if you're going to leave me for someone else, I'm going to cancel you.
I'm going to make everyone hate you.
And I'm just young, and I'm so afraid of that, like, that power. I'm still bad with that, with people with power and shit. It's just, like, something that's very much in me. And so he went through my phone. He took some screenshots of me texting other people saying, like, I don't want to be with him. I want to be with you. And we were broken up at the time, but I mean, whatever. And at the time, in my bank account, I had $6. And he told me, he filmed an entire YouTube video, flew out, like, of canceling me. He went through my whole phone, got every bad text I'd ever sent, every sex I'd ever, like, had, every nude I'd ever sent, whole thing. And he filmed, like, an hour and a half long YouTube video. Like, you know what I mean? Just trying to ruin my life and trying to expose me on everything I'd ever been through. And so he shows up with the SD card with the video, and he tells me, and he has my bank account info, whole thing. And he goes, you've $1,000 in your bank account. If you don't give me $1,000 right now, I'm releasing it. And I was so terrified that this man forced me to go to the bank, take $1,000 out of my bank account, and give it to him. I had $1,000 to my name.
You're lucky that's my burner, bitch.
To my name, I wish it was my fucking burner. That's what people are always like, why do you have two phones? I'm like, because so check this one money. Out.
That is multiple nice cars.
No, he bought the nicest car after I obviously but gave
that
it to
is
him.
So many nice.
My rent that month was $1,000, and I remember having $1,000 and having to work my ass off, do everything in the world to even make rent, to not be evicted, like, whole thing. Like, and at the time, I was forced to pay for some of my family's life, and I couldn't, and so I was being, like, double blackmailed, and he thrived off of it, fully thrived off of it, and then blocked me forever, took my money, like, put a down payment on a house, bought a car, and yeah, I don't know, he's horrible to this day,
and now, and he's that's just obviously still why I didn't want him dead. Just as disgusting and a regular ass. Ew.
No, for the rest of my life, I'll never forget being at that bank and imagine, like, you grew up with no money and you just, like, have to take out everything you've ever worked for and give it to someone.
I saw him recently in, like, one of our...
Did you?
Where?
One of our friends' photos.
Oh, a photo. I thought you meant, like, in person,
face to
face.
Someone pregnant that... Someone's
it's like
new.
I actually just saw his best friend in Vegas this past weekend. Even seeing his best friend, like, triggered the fuck out of me.
Who? Which one?
C4.
Exactly. No.
Saw him briefly.
That's how I saw a photo of him. He popped up, and I was like, ew. Oh, you're still.
I felt so uncomfy seeing him.
And it's crazy because now, like, after everything I've learned in life, and but obviously it all takes a learning lesson with cancel culture. Like, now if someone did that to me, I'd be like, go fuck yourself. Release the video. You're a piece of shit. But at the time, someone, like, instilling upon your, like, fear of that so heavily.
You were really so scared for what?
No, I know.
Like, you should just, like.
Well, it's because I just went through that.
Yeah.
And I felt like everything I'd worked so hard for was going to be completely gone because of some dumb mistakes I'd made.
It was scary.
And he made me feel like leaving him was, like, a mistake. And that, like, I was fucking that up so hard. And that, like, I was going to fuck my whole life up. And obviously, too, when you grow up in a household that's horrible and you finally, like, make your way to, like, get out of it, you will do anything.
Trying to find family.
Yeah, like, you will fight for the rest of your life to make sure you never go back to that horrible place you were in. And he completely, like, instilled upon that. It was horrible. So Summer, stay at 10, and I've never said this, and people always ask why we broke up, and that is why we broke up, because he blackmailed me to the core and ruined my life.
And stole all of your money.
And I had to spend like a year and a half really, like, figuring my life out because of that. So every day I just woke up and I was like, I hate you. But I was like, but I'm not going back to that shit, so I'm gonna work hard. So yeah, suck a dick and die. And I'm finally happy to say that. And his dad was, like, a super hacker.
And I hope your white Mercedes explodes.
He bought with my money. His dad actually almost went to jail at one point for hacking one of their family friends' Facebooks and putting child porn in his messages, and sent this guy to jail who never, like,
touched child porn.
Did that. Never, like, never would ever look at that. His dad sent someone to jail for wrongfully for child pornography that he didn't do. Trigger warning, sorry.
So here we are. So he'd always tell me like, jail.
No, so he'd always tell me that too. Like, I'll do that to you if you don't like whatever. So it was nuts.
He
was
like, she loves it. Look at the red velvet seat. She's a freak.
You know, like, and
oh shut it, bitch.
No, die, absolutely die. So that is why we broke up. And no one's ever known that. So welcome back to Cancel.
It's so crazy that it's taken until right now to actually talk about it when we've talked about it a billion times.
There's I guess suck it, it can die, right? And that's how we're ending this first trio episode of Canceled. Hey, this is the longest episode of the podcast, too.
Oh. We love you guys so much.
Sorry, it's just like real friends just like can't stop talking.
Like how many of them, you know?
We just connect.
How many fucking of them? Thank you for coming to this episode. I really hope you guys come back soon. This was like the episode that definitely made me the happiest.
Well, duh.
You two are my humans. I love you both. Go buy Ashley's OnlyFans. Go watch everything Amari does.
I have an OnlyFans as well.
Oh my, why do I like forget that?
Right, we shot together.
Because he didn't buy his titties.
We shot together for, was it your birthday?
Oh, we shot together.
Your birthday.
I'm going to hell for that. Buy their OnlyFans. Check out their YouTube channels. They are my best friends until the day I die. And if you ever think that any of us would be friends, you have us twisted.
Weirdos.
Thank you for coming back to this episode of Canceled. Hey!
Muchos besos. We love you.
Tanimusha is canceled.
A DWE Talent Production.